It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners discussed with me current events with the details behind the headlines, insight that we all need to realize that the end time scenario found in God's Word is about to be fulfilled. For example, we talked to Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C., in fact, just outside the Pentagon, and Bob talked to us about Vladimir Putin, president of Russia. He has been named by Forbes magazine as the most powerful man in the world. We also talked about Moscow holding some large-scale nuclear attack drills in their land in preparation for some type of a nuclear attack. Then we talked with David Dolan. He is our man who covers the Middle East for us with the Middle East News Update. We talked about the Israeli Defense Force strike on a Syrian base just on the coast of Syria. And we also talked about President Peres. Shimon Peres, the president of the country, is somewhat of a figurehead position. But he, in a statement at a military base this week, said that Israel has secret weapons. Very interesting discussion with David Dolan. Winky Madad talked about the recent prisoner released by the Israeli government, releasing a number of Palestinians, most of them terrorists, with Jewish blood on their hands. This was to advance the peace process, which seems to be going no place. And then Dr. Rob Congdon updated us on the European Union, telling us that the European Union leaders are very much upset by the U.S. spying on their leaders and many of their people as well. Steve Herzig came to these microphones. We talked about Christians moving their support away from the Jewish people and the state of Israel and onto the Palestinian people and the so-called state of Palestine. All of these interviews with my broadcast partners can be heard if you'll go to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you can listen to any and or all of my conversations with our broadcast partners. By the way, tell a friend about this opportunity for them to be able to eavesdrop on these conversations as well. It will be very informative and beneficial to each and every one of your friends. You know, the news that the Christian support for Israel is dropping and at the same time moving to support the state of Palestine and the Palestinian people. That was somewhat new to me, but actually it was expected. More and more Christians have put aside study of Bible prophecy, which is the portion of God's Word that says God has a plan for the Jewish people in the future. Many pastors are not teaching Bible prophecy today. There are several reasons for that. Several of them don't know enough about Bible prophecy to be able to teach it effectively and with some type of knowledge. They did not get that training while they were in seminary. Then there are others who now, as a pastor, just do not have the time to be able to spend studying Bible prophecy. And there are a lot of them today saying that Bible prophecy is too controversial. I think that is not correct. You know, a man resurrecting from the dead is very controversial, and we talk and preach that for sure. That's the main doctrine of Christianity. Bible prophecy should be taught by pastors and churches. One of the reasons is it's one-third of the entire Bible. There's Bible prophecy in every book of the Bible. Jesus Christ set the example. He taught Bible prophecy. In essence, he started teaching Bible prophecy about 6 months before he would be crucified, buried, and resurrected, and then go back to heaven. That was recorded in Matthew chapter 16 when he told his disciples no longer was he going to set up the kingdom, but indeed he would go to Jerusalem, be crucified, buried in the grave for 3 days, then resurrect and go into heaven. That was Bible prophecy, and he continued that theme for the 6 months as they traveled from the Upper Galilee all the way into Jerusalem, where indeed that prophecy would be fulfilled. Just before he was crucified, he gave the Olivet Discourse. That's Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. And this is the most profound prophetic conference that's ever been held, Jesus Christ, the Master Teacher. Basically, when you look at Matthew 24, it's a precursor to the book of Revelation. John the Revelator was there, heard that Olivet Discourse, and then he wrote it out, basically, through the inspiration of the Word of God in the book of Revelation. In Acts chapter 1, Jesus, 40 days after his resurrection, taught Bible prophecy about the kingdom, and the last word to the church is Revelation chapters 2 and 3, and both of those chapters contain Bible prophecy in those letters to the seven churches at Asia Minor. God has a plan for the Jewish people. Through the covenants, an Abrahamic covenant, a nation forever, a land covenant, they'll have a piece of real estate forever, 10 times what they have today. The Davidic covenant, in a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will sit, rule, and reign. And the new covenant, which is for the Jewish people, he will become the Jewish people's God, and they will become his people. God must fulfill all of these covenants in order to be God. God has a plan for the Jewish people, my dear friend. He has a plan for the Palestinians as well. Jacob and Esau were twin brothers, recorded in Genesis chapter 25. Jacob will ultimately become a kingdom for the Jewish people. Jesus Christ is king. Esau, his descendants, will be the Palestinians, and they will be totally destroyed. Ezekiel 35, Malachi chapter 1, Jeremiah 49, 18, and the book, the little book of Obadiah, say they, the Palestinian people, the descendants of Esau, the Edomites, will be as if they have never been. That's God's plan. Man cannot change God's plan. Today, however, you and I, as Bible-believing, born-again Christians, we know God's plan for both of these people, and we need to understand and warn both of these, the Palestinians and the Jewish people, exactly what his plan biblically is. We need to try to bring each and every one of those Jews and Palestinians to Jesus Christ. And of course, you and I need to live godly towards both of the people, the Palestinians and the Jewish people. However, I remind you, God does have a stated plan for both of these people, the Palestinians and the Jewish people, and it's contained in God's Word. That's an absolute. You need to go into God's Word to see what it says about what will happen. And I'll tell you, when you study Bible prophecy pertaining to this issue, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, you'll see that we are at the point in time when Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. But before that, before all of these prophecies that I've been talking about will be fulfilled, we have the rapture of the church. Jesus Christ will shout, the archangel will shout, the trump of God will sound, and you and I will be caught up at the rapture of the church. And with everything we've talked about on this broadcast today, it seems like that rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...